It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success. Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
Thank you, W. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Buzz is going pretty crazy right now with the IMs.
I'm up to my neck in IMs.
We'll get to that in a second. Also, the first buzz of the day. And on the show today, we might do a little dream analysis.
Ooh, I like that.
I mean, the whole thing about this day with the migraine and the fact that I'm very happy. I should say that. I'm very happy that I'm signed, sealed, and delivered with CBS. And,
did you have a weird dream or something?
I had kind of a weird dream, and I'm not good at responding or remembering dreams.
A few people are.
But, I had a weird one, too, this week.
Well, I'd like to discuss it later on in the show. We might be doing a little dream analysis.
I can do a little analysis for you.
I think we're all qualified psychoanalysts, and if you'd like to call in later on, we'll do that, some dream analysis, and maybe give away a pair of tickets to see the Wizards and Cavs. That's tomorrow night at the Verizon Center. That's game six of the playoff. Playoffs tip-off is at 7 o'clock, and we're very excited. If you're interested in the game, go to 202-397-SEAT or WashingtonWizards.com and wear white, just like you did with Rock the Red.
Rock the White?
Wear white at the Wizards game, and it's very, very exciting. So you're digging the IM, huh?
I thank everybody for writing, everybody who's written so far. I will get back to them as quickly as I can. I've just had to skip through them randomly because they're coming in so quickly. I try to click on one, and the whole list shifts. So it's hard to actually nail one down.
Did you say that you got some very significant newsmaker hotline stuff on the IMs?
I got a news tip from a listener named JB, and I have checked out his tip, and it's now our lead story for the first buzz of the day.
Well, we'll have that coming up in just a second. Let's get right back to the phones with Kelly in
Kelly.
Aspern. Kenny and Kelly and Aspern, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are
First
you?
One of the day, Joe. Very good.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm just great, Kelly. What can I do for you?
I just want to congratulate you on the show. I knew you would do a great job. It's very funny.
Thank you very much. very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I just want to say your success with the restaurant and with the show shows great flexibility.
Well, let me tell you something, Kelly. You know, I appreciate your kind words, but make no mistake, I'm an unqualified failure with the restaurant. And I'm proud to say that I am.
How does it feel to have your name associated with that? Beth Ann asked me to ask you that.
David from Sacramento, you're on the show. How you doing, David?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing just fine. I just had a question for you.
Yes, go right ahead.
In your quiet moments, Mike, did you ever think about torching the albatross?
You know what? Because there's
You're
so
insured.
Many people. No, I wouldn't do that. You know
no.
why, Rob?
Why?
It's illegal and
yes.
unethical.
That's right.
How
both
dare you?
Of those?
How dare both of you even suggest that, I say to you. Chris in Virginia, you're on the show. Hello, Chris.
But if someone else...
Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chris?
I'm great. I just wanted to say I always had a great time at the restaurant, and I will never forget the time that you and I sang Mac the Knife together on karaoke night. It was about the most awesome thing I'd ever done there, man.
And I can personally guarantee you I wasn't sober for that.
You were not, no. Neither was I.
You know what? If you want to sing karaoke, I urge everybody to come down to the restaurant that we're going to be at this weekend.
That's right.
L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest. It will be the biggest, most incredible Cinco de Mayo party. That is this coming Saturday from 4:30 till 6:30. Come and join us down there and enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. We're looking forward to that. And we will be down there Saturday. That's Buzz, Rob, Beth Ann, Joe. Everybody's going to be down there.
Mm-hmm. You're looking to buy the place, aren't you?
Looking to make another one of my investments. Absolutely.
In your chain.
Gonna buy the place and run it smack dab into the ground. Very excited. Time for the first buzz of the afternoon. Here's Buzz Burbank.
I had a lot of stuff today, but I have to put this on top of the stack.
I'm dying to hear this.
Thanks to JB. Listen to this headline from ABC News. DC madam found dead of apparent suicide. Florida police are investigating the apparent suicide of a woman they believe to be the so-called DC madam, who was found dead in the Florida mobile home of the madam's mother today.
Wow.
Deborah Jean Palfrey was recently convicted on federal charges from that operating a prostitution service in D.C. She had a number of high-profile clients.
No hesitation.
An apparent suicide?
Right away. I mean, I am suspicious. I mean, this is really amazing. Does anybody... I didn't follow that this closely. Does anybody know of what her demeanor was or whether she had a history of this kind of thing?
Here's your possible suicide motive. She was to be sentenced on July 24th, but she told ABC News last year that she would never return to prison.
So she's been there before.
Yeah, didn't want to go back, or somebody didn't want her to reveal any other names on the list.
Wow, this is going to grow hair.
Just
this
speculation,
is amazing.
Does Sam Donaldson have an alibi? Because he was mentioned among the
case. That's true. That's true.
He was at Nathan's. Right?
Doing Mr. President.
Doing that Q&A cafe. This is going to be huge, yeah. Especially here in Washington, D.C. This is going to be massive. You know, I thought the next biggest development was the fact that they found those, you know, polygamous kids now with broken bones.
Right.
But this is going to jump to the front page right now.
No question.
What does it look like on the – obviously, this has come in. This is very, very early
very
on.
Very fresh, yeah.
Does it look as though perhaps there might be foul play involved in this?
There are no indications of that so far. In fact,
wow.
They've not even confirmed that it's the D.C. madam. Police believe that it is, but they're checking, and they're checking on the actual cause of death. There'll be a full investigation.
Was it a hanging thing?
It does not say here. Let me see.
So we don't even know exactly how she killed herself.
They found her body in a storage shed alongside the mobile home. They found a note nearby that describes...
Was she living in a mobile home?
They found a... No, she
her
was
mother.
Staying with her mother, who lives in a mobile home there in Florida. And they did find a suicide note.
Wow.
And why does this stuff like this always happens in Florida?
You know what? It's a weird place, Florida.
That is a weird place. It's geographically diverse.
You know, I almost hate to say this.
All this stuff happens there.
One time, I think Carla did this. She got online and just did one of those predator searches, mm-hmm. You know, where you see the people.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I said, take that off the computer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that freaky. I don't know. Maybe it's warm weather. I would assume you've got a pretty good record with that kind of stuff in California as well.
Well, if you look at it, they said that, you know, when people wanted to get away from it, they moved west.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When they could get no further, they were in California.
Well,
maybe
if
they went south, it's the same thing.
That's a mind blower, Buzz, and you got that with our new IM.
I did. And by the way, police now say that foul play does not appear to have been involved.
Well, you know, that's what they say right now. And sometimes they say that.
Right.
Just so they might have a lead they want to push.
I don't think a lot of suicides go down in storage sheds.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. I mean, she's at her mom's house. She doesn't want to be in the trailer when it happens, so maybe she went back out to the storage shed.
She would almost have to be in a sumptuous red velvet bedroom.
If only we had a news media that could pick this apart until we knew every detail. That's my hope.
Don't you think?
There was a...
Rob found the lady. Okay, yeah.
There was a great harumph from Congress today about higher harumph. Food prices.
Harumph, Mr. Speaker!
All those speeches won't lower the prices, of course. It's just what they do. New York Senator Chuck Schumer accused the Bush administration of having a let-them-eat-cake attitude about our shrinking paychecks.
Hello.
Well, hello there.
I'm Chuck Schumer.
Charles.
And I believe that they have a let-them-eat-cake attitude.
That's what I hear you said.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you, Charles. He loves cake.
I love doing that.
Who doesn't?
He's on his way to Florida.
It's my favorite new part of the show.
I like it, too.
Thank you.
The guy who ran the Democratic Party when Bill Clinton was president has decided to support Barack Obama instead of Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Among other things, Joe Andrew likes Obama's stand on the gas tax, namely, to keep it in place instead of suspending it temporarily. The housing crisis and the economy in general are now hurting Home Depot. The home improvement chain's laying off 1,300 people, closing 15 stores, and canceling plans to open 50 other stores.
Wow.
And among the things that are selling well right now, once again, locking gas caps.
Yeah, that's what's happening to our economy, baby. But I say to everybody...
Peace be with you.
That's right. I listen to the Pope.
That's going to be good when you go to a Home Depot on a Saturday morning
mm-hmm.
in springtime at about 9 o'clock. Now there's 1,500 less people to serve you.
You know, I only go to Home Depot if I'm going to get light bulbs,
mm-hmm.
extension cords,
also good.
Christmas decorations.
Yep.
I bought both of my artificial trees from Home Depot.
I bought both of my artificial legs at Home Depot. And they work great.
Thank you very much.
They can help.
Yes.
You should have bought a right and a left, though.
I know.
Instead of two lefts.
Just practicing. Hey, hold on, Buzz,
yes.
Before we go on.
Joe,
put that one on hold. That's about my headache. I want to talk to Allison. Yes, Allison, I'm listening. I put you right through immediately.
Do you remember when I came in and did acupuncture for you on your back?
Oh, wow.
Allison.
Oh,
I
yeah.
remember Allison.
And didn't I go to your place, too, down in Georgetown?
Yeah, you did, but I was so far away at the time in Georgetown, kind of inconvenient for you.
Where are you right now?
I'm on 66, about to head through Fairfax. I was wondering if you want me to hook you up today.
Yes, come by and put some needles in me for my headache, please.
I will be there. I'm just leaving Warrenton, so I'll be there probably in 25 minutes.
Oh, God bless you,
cool.
Allison. I will take
That's
your
wonderful.
Needles today. Let's hope they work, because, you know, the back and the headaches are a different story, so maybe this will work, okay?
Will you put someone on who can actually tell me from 66 how to find you?
Yeah, I'll put you on hold right now, Allison, and Beth Ann will give you some directions, okay?
Awesome. See you soon, Mike.
See you in a few minutes. I remember her.
Yes, I remember
too.
Her. She'll be here in about 25 minutes.
She can stick me with needles all day
all
long.
All right, you.
Use yes. needles.
Ah. You remember her, don't you?
Very well.
She was a little fetching.
Yeah, there was a time when the acupuncture thing, you were way into it, especially because of her.
Yes, I only went once because it just
right.
it wasn't my thing. It didn't work that well.
That's
but,
right.
but this is a migraine.
It's going to work today.
This is an emergency.
So something to look forward to. A new little bonus on the show. I'm going to get stuck with needles. Yay! Yay, bud!
Speaking of celebrities and sex, there's a ton of this news today. First of all, the Rob Lowe household's been hit with its second sexual harassment lawsuit in a week.
By another person?
Another nanny.
Oh.
Accusing Rob's wife, Cheryl, of subjecting her to graphic talk about the size of men's things.
You're disgusting.
The act of oral and the rings Rob Lowe wears around his junk.
You know what he always said.
That's horrible. Everyone knows the only thing we should be ashamed of is our bodies.
That's right. Cheryl reportedly also walked around the house naked a lot. Both former nannies, Jessica Gibson and now this Laura Boyce, share the same lawyer, Gloria Allred.
I would have expected Rob Lowe to have a little bit more of a POA for a wife. Have you seen the pictures of her?
She's not bad, and remember,
she's not bad, but she's also not not the kind of stunner you would expect a celebrity to be.
But look at her face and remind yourself it's all about attitude.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think Rob Lowe should be hanging out with a butterface.
And he's had some low times too. Remember? Remember when he sang to Snow White on the Academy Awards?
Do you remember when he was down at the convention, the Democratic convention, and he had the videotape of the the babes in the hotel room?
And how long has he been married to this lady? Because she maybe was a lot prettier.
That I don't know.
Could have been a lot prettier 15 years ago.
I think he might be responsible for the DC Madam.
You think?
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Charlie Sheen, meanwhile.
Another scumbag.
Hey.
He is. Well, I like Charlie Sheen. All
defined
well.
Scumbag.
This is because you like that show, Two and a Half Men.
I do. And I think he's funny.
That's funny what you go, hey,
and I like his bowling shirt.
You're amazing what he puts up his dukes for, isn't it?
Yeah, he chooses his battles wisely.
Charlie Sheen.
Sheen and pot.
Wasn't it Ginger Lynn or Amber Lynn that he went out with for a while?
All of them, I think.
I think when you regularly date a porn star, you can be called a sleazeball.
Well, he's not like that anymore. Or is he?
Okay, what is it?
A former Los Angeles madam named Nikki tells the new Rolling Stone magazine that she was booking hookers for Charlie as recently as last year.
Wow.
Even while he was undergoing court-ordered outpatient rehab. She says one time she delivered four women to Charlie at once.
You want to take a call on the D.C. madam?
Sure.
Let's go to Annapolis and Jamie. You're on the show, Jamie. What do you know about the D.C. madam?
It was an apparent death or suicide by hanging.
By hanging?
All right, we'll check on that.
And also, when is it okay to splash your pot?
In my club, I will splash the pot whenever the if I please.
May I offer my favorite Charlie Sheen story?
Yes, go right ahead.
When he was going through his divorce with Denise Richards and he had custody of the kids one weekend, he took their framed wedding picture. Mm-hmm. It was a big, over the fireplace size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spray painted on it the word mistake and cut it in half with a chainsaw.
You love
in
that.
In front of his children.
That makes you happy, right?
That's a class move.
It was an emotional moment.
Rob loves that.
I do.
He truly does.
And if only I had a picture.
And then your wife said,
fine.
Former NBA great Karl Malone was also apparently a busy guy back in the day. When Karl was in college, he fathered a child with a 13-year-old girl. The little boy born out of that relationship is now a grown-up Demetrius Bell and has just been drafted by the Buffalo Bills.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
Good move. As a matter of ethics, news organizations don't reveal the names of alleged sex abuse victims who are under the age of 18. TMZ does not have such ethics, especially when it comes to celebrities or members of their family. Mm-hmm. Without TMZ, we wouldn't know, not that we need to, that Billy Bob Thornton, his 14-year-old son, had a relationship with a 22-year-old woman, which police are now investigating.
Now, hold on. Yes. We're talking about Billy Bob
Thornton's
grabs this 22-year-old and brings the son into the equation?
Well, we haven't heard that. No, as we understand it, this is an exclusive relationship between Billy Bob's 14-year-old son and a 22-year-old woman.
Oh.
Police are now investigating the woman. Although the thing you've proposed there is not entirely out of the question. It's not part of the story.
Now, look, I realize, especially with all this polygamy going on, that we have to be very careful about what we say.
Well,
but
sure,
the fact of the matter is, everybody remembers in this room when they were 14 years old, mm-hmm. and everybody remembers what we were thinking about, and we were only thinking about one thing.
Right. Yeah. I that's the most amazing double standard in America.
And that's the double standard. TMZ published this boy's name and his picture. Now, if the so-called victim in this case had been a girl, America would have been outraged that the identity had been revealed.
Yeah, or if the guy, you know, if he was in Vanity Fair with his shirt off, it'd be a terrible controversy.
Isn't his name Willie Thornton?
It's a total double standard.
Yes, it is.
But you know what? It is a double standard, but I can't help but think it's kind of natural.
You're right.
Maybe I'm a sexist pig for saying that, but I really do. You know, when you're a guy, when you're a boy, when you're 14 years old, I remember how I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking about.
Centuries ago, Romeo and Juliet were like 14, 15 years old. Granted, people didn't live as long, but even today.
Romeo was normal. Juliet was a slut.
Young people are maturing.
Juliet could have been 30.
Even faster today.
Yes.
They are sexual beings by the age of 15, if not sooner.
I have to be very careful with this.
We all do, but
it's the truth. No, listen,
just like you said.
I am knocking on the door of being a father to a teenager.
I know.
I mean, it's just around the corner.
It's got to be scary.
It is very, very concerning, and I'm not sure exactly how to handle it because it is a very strange world we live in with a lot of double standards. When you're out there and you're looking at Miley Cyrus on the cover of Vanity Fair or inside Vanity Fair magazine, and everybody's going, this is horrible, this is terrible. At the same time, you know, what do we do? Seriously, and we're as guilty as anybody else. Mm-hmm. We hear a story about a 14-year-old boy with his teacher.
Attaboy.
We go, yuckity yuck, yuck, yuck. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way because as soon as the 14-year-old boy hooks up with the 14-year-old girl, you know, that's when trouble ensues.
Miley Cyrus shows a bra strap, we go nuts.
Yeah. They go nuts because I think in a way, the overreaction to that can actually push kids to doing exactly what we don't want them
always,
to do.
Always has.
And it always will.
And to consider what Miley Cyrus does to be anything in the realm of normal relationships with society, she's a stage kid.
I'm a stage kid.
She's a stage kid. I'm going on 30 years old.
But in many ways, a normal 15-year-old girl, I suspect.
I suppose, but really, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at her and you see her interviewed, and she does sound like a
the only one.
Janis Joplin.
But there are non-stars at that age of that gender who are also in photographs like that, and that doesn't make a splash.
Okay.
A 44-year-old woman in Albany, New York, allegedly drove over 1,100 miles, that's an 18-hour drive, to hook up with a 15-year-old boy she'd met online.
Sorry.
She booked a room at the Days Inn in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where the boy lives.
Did you say Eclair, Wisconsin?
Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Oh, damn,
I was
I'm
about
hungry.
To make the trip.
Oh, I don't want to be. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Speaking of food, go on.
We're at a break here.
Okay, the food. This radio station.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
I have a meeting today. I have to get here early, and then I have to go to a sales meeting. Mm-hmm. And then when I come back, I have a choice because they brought food in right before I left.
Ah.
And then they bring in all this Chinese food. I'm talking about a turbo vat of lo mein, a turbo vat of fried rice, a turbo vat of chicken, like General Cho's chicken.
I think it was called sugar beef.
And sugar beef that was brought in here.
I used to
something
know her.
In a red sauce.
But they're in huge vats.
Like service containers. Yeah.
So I'm coming back and I say, this is no problem. I'll be able to eat here. It's as though a corpse has been dropped off and it's already been eaten by the maggots.
Picked
there
apart.
Is nothing left. There weren't that many effing people in the building.
All that was left was three scallions and a piece of pepper.
Did Owen Dukes give them a plug? Did they bring it in for those guys?
Yeah.
Is that what they brought it in
for? That's how it works. Nobody's brought anything specifically for us.
See ya. that a solicit?
We're eating leftovers.
Did I mention we've got tickets to the Wizards game to give away?
You did, and you can't mention it enough.
Well, that might be called bribery.
So anyway, the last story was about this woman who drove all the way from Albany to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, just to hook up with a 15-year-old she met on the internet.
Yeah. Disgusting.
A hot brunette teacher, and I mean hot, in Tampa, who's now been busted three times for sex with underage boys, is seen smiling in all of her mugshots and in all of the news photography.
She's hot.
Big, toothy smile, always. Mm-hmm. She even smiled when the judge told her no bail. Experts say Stephanie Ragusa craves attention.
Ooh, Stephanie Ragusa.
But always voted the most popular teacher in the school.
Everyone took a shot at her in the balcony.
A busty blonde high school teacher in Port St. Lucie, Florida, has been fired because of the second job she has to have to make ends meet. She's a buxom bikini babe on a fishing charter. In other sex news today, like you haven't had enough, KY is coming out with a new His and Hers lube. Each product has its own unique sensation that is then experienced by the user's lover on contact. It's called Yours and Mine.
Uh-huh.
And a new study says men are more easily seduced by high voices in women than by deeper, huskier voices.
Hello!
Hi, Charlie.
Sorry, Rob, I didn't hit the door.
How did you do that?
Sleep with me!
Hi,
is
Charlie.
That men are more attracted to high voices?
Yes.
Oh, wrong sex.
How's your head?
My head hurts.
Run, Charlie. Coming up in the second Buzz.
Again?
Yes, yes, Buzz.
The secrets of absinthe finally revealed in the second Buzz. And coming up in the final Buzz, a lot of folks are now choosing gasoline over Starbucks.
Ooh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
877-365-3636. Back to your phone calls. Let's go to Sacramento, California. This is Jason in Sacramento. And after we talk to Jason, I want to tell you about an idea I have for a specialty group of listeners to the Mike O'Mara Show. Good. What can we do for you, Jason?
What's going on, Mike?
How are you?
Love the new show, man.
Thank you very much. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to point out that huge age gap. The kid's 14, she's 22. That's 8 years. That's a big age gap.
I see what he's doing.
Yeah, I get where you're going. I get where you're going. Yeah,
you're disgusting.
I know. Huge.
I know what you're trying to do, you smart ass.
You're right, sir.
That's for sure. I just want to say, on the record, I do not care for the big age gaps.
I know you don't. You've always stood against that.
Carla, I'm looking forward to dinner this evening.
How much older is she than you?
21.
That's right.
21 years older.
That's amazing.
She's doing so beautifully.
She really is.
She's 21. Do the math. I'm 48. That would make her
69, dude.
69. Ah! Hey, Keith. Keith from Virginia. What was that sound? You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you, Keith?
Hey, can I get the Wizards tickets?
What are you going to do for them?
I'll do anything you want, Mike.
Do you have a full head of hair?
Oh, what? Yes, I do.
Wait, hold on. Your phone is breaking up. This is very, very significant. Now, we had this experiment yesterday, and it failed because the guy was a liar, and he didn't win tickets to the auto race.
That's
because
right.
He was a liar. Where do you live, Keith?
I live in Sterling.
You live in Sterling? That's close enough by. Do you have a nice full head of hair?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Here's what you do to get the tickets. You will get a pair of tickets to see the Wizards and Cavs tomorrow night at the Verizon Center if you not only come down here, you come down here with your own set of clippers that you get, and you let me shave your head.
Oh, man, I just got a mohawk.
That's
That's perfect.
A mohawk, then it doesn't count anyway because you just said you had a full head of hair and you're lying.
No,
not thick enough. I'm sorry. A mohawk would just be simply shaving the mohawk.
It would really not be much effort for you, though.
I want hair like Buzz Burbank to shave. That's what I would like to
see.
I'd like to see somebody with a very nice head of hair, and then we will shave it.
You stay over there.
You know, otherwise, I will figure out another way to give away these wonderful tickets. That's exactly right. What I'm going to do.
What's the matter, Buzz? Don't you like basketball?
Come on, Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz.
Hey, Rob.
Mike?
Do we have any Easy Rider kind of music, you know?
Music. Something suitable.
Yeah, let me see. One moment.
Born to be wild, something like
Before
that.
Before I get to it, I just want to make sure that we do this the right way. Because I've got another idea that I want to talk about. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Mike, how you doing? Love the show, man.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Pat.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Carson City, Nevada.
What can we do for you in Nevada?
Hey, I got a question for you about the place. Are you planning on selling the liquor license and or the place itself?
I can't get into details about that. They don't want me to do that on the radio, okay? You can find out about that if you really want to, but you're in Nevada, so it doesn't really matter. All right, here we go. This is what I want to tell everybody about. This is the thought I had. We've started this already. We've started the ball rolling, but this is another one of our fabulous Friday shows.
Mm-hmm.
And check this out. This is what I want to do.
What do you got?
Ladies and gentlemen, the idea is this. Biker Friday.
Yeah.
Biker Friday, baby. You know why this is going to be good?
Why?
Because we're going to do this the Friday before Rolling Thunder.
Perfect.
Here in the nation's capital,
great
where
weekend.
Everybody comes to town, celebrate Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure exactly what the date is. Bethann, do we know what the date is? I'm thinking the 23rd of May.
It sounds right.
But here's what we want to do for Biker Friday. I want to get bikers down here. We're going to clear out the parking lot up on the top shelf here.
The terrace.
Yes, the terrace at WJFK here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to clear that out. What I'd like to do is get everybody to bring their bikes down here, park them, show them off, polish them up, get them ready to go.
Rev them.
I have also been in preliminary contacts with some of my police officer buddies that do demonstration riding, and they also teach people how to ride bikes, and they got a business that they do this with. Don't want to give out that plug until everything is finalized, but I'm getting pretty jacked up about this. It's going to be Biker Friday. We're going to have several different contests as we go on.
Mm-hmm.
If the Weber grills are still here, we're going to fire those up.
So far they are.
Going to throw some brats on.
Nice. Have,
we're going to invite everybody to bring their bike down here.
And their
Buzz,
meat.
Yes.
We're even going to, you know, I even urge you between now and that particular date, if you get a chance, maybe do a little practicing if there's any way you can.
I think I should. Yes, it's been a while.
We're going to have the best-looking biker, the hottest biker. We're going to have the nasty, meanest-looking biker.
Are we going to do the King of Queens contest?
What's the King of Queens contest?
Hottest chick with the ugliest guy.
That's the one Rob had. Yeah, the hottest chick with the ugliest guy. Yeah, because, you know the one where if you read this, the bitch fell off?
Right.
I love that. But it's the Friday before we have Rolling Thunder, and it's the Friday before Memorial Day. There are going to be so many motorcycles in town, and we want to tap into this and have a good fun time with that.
You know, it's liable to be noisy.
I think it'll be just a little bit noisy. Yeah. But, you know, and if you have any thoughts on that, you can give us a call at 877-365-3636. Give us your tips on Biker Friday. But it is in its infant stages. I will have more information as it becomes available to me. Good. And I am jacked up, and I am looking forward to that.
That'll be great.
I like that.
And, Buzz, you know, we're going to get you to be a biker after all.
I wouldn't mind that. I sure enjoyed it.
Mike, hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Another Mike. Hey. A lot of Mike's call this
year.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Mike. How are you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm just getting off work right now. I'm actually up in Fairfax.
Okay, you're in Fairfax. What can I do for you?
Here you're offering wizard's tickets in order to shave your head.
Do you have a big, thick, full head of hair?
Yes, I have a full head of hair. It's kind of short, but I'd be willing to lose it.
How short are we talking here?
Let's see. I think it's only about an inch or so on top.
Is that like military short, Rob?
That's pretty short. Now, when you get a haircut, does your barber primarily use scissors or clippers?
Clippers.
Nah.
No good.
Not thick enough. We're looking really for a dramatic change.
Thanks, Kojak.
We want us a long hair. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is Jason Logan.
Jason Logan. Jason, how you doing?
Doing all right, man.
Didn't I see you on The Office?
Nah, that wasn't me.
Okay, what can we do for you, Jason?
I just wanted to know what was the name and artist of that song he was playing when he was talking about the Biker Friday.
Yeah, that was nice.
Rob, what was that?
That was Surf Rider by The Lively Ones. You can get on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Nameless and Somewhere. Hello there, Brett. Joe put it up there. Brett, you're on with the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Hey, how you fellas doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if I could shave my head tomorrow and get some Wizards tickets.
You mean tomorrow?
Yes, if that's okay.
Well, unfortunately, that issue is open for today's show, you see.
That's right.
That offer is a very limited time offer. It's a pair of tickets to see the Wizards and Cavs. And this is, you know, I hate to use the expression, but this is really grown hair.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with this. Just somebody volunteered, and now it's a quest. I want it to happen. So can you come down today, Brett?
I'm afraid.
I'm terribly sorry. We have no time for you. Chris. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
I'm ready to shave my head for the Wizards tickets.
You'd like a pair of tickets to see the Wizards and Cavs tomorrow night at the Verizon Center, Game 6 of the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a full head of hair?
I do. It's like about an inch on the sides, but about 3 inches on the top, if that's good enough.
3 inches on the top.
That's pretty decent for hair.
That's good, but I know what you're looking for.
It's kind of bordering on mohawk-y, isn't it?
You're looking
for not at all.
Something mullety? Something hippie.
What I'm looking for really primarily is someone who is going to really just dramatically, you know what? Here's the
alter
deal.
Alter their look?
If he brings the clippers and a shaver, can we shave your head smooth, like completely bald?
Yes. I'm sure my fiance is going to love that, but of course.
Where are you calling from, Chris?
On my way home to Fairfax, I'll grab my clippers and then come right up.
Very good. Okay, well, listen, I'm not going to promise it to you. Here's how it's going to work. Our offices, big boy, are at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia.
I know exactly where it is, sir.
The first person to get down here, and listen, if you get down here, you got a mohawk or a crew cut, it isn't going to work.
Right.
You got to bring clippers.
Shaving
also,
cream?
You have to bring shaving cream and one of those little razors.
Maybe more than one.
Maybe more than one would be very necessary. We're going to shave your head smooth.
Mm-hmm.
First person to get down here that fits the criteria. This is subjective.
That's right.
You walk in here and you've got like a marine cut. We're not going to do it. You come in here with a little hair on your head. We're going to do it, and you'll get tickets to see the Wizards and the Cavs.
Cool.
Does that sound good? Ralph?
We all think it sounds
I thought you were talking to the caller.
No, he's off the air.
It sounds great to me.
We were looking down, so we thought you were talking to the phone.
I'm terribly sorry. What else was I going to say? You have to bear with me.
I understand. You have a lot to do. You have a lot to do over there.
Okay, coming up. All right. We have to say this before we take this call.
Okay.
All right. Listen to this. The next caller we're going to have is going to talk about roadkill. The guy's name is Richard Sanders.
Richard Sanders.
The only thing I know about this guy is he takes roadkill very, very seriously.
Very seriously. Mm.
Our goal will be to keep him on the phone.
Not offend him.
And not let him know that we don't take roadkill seriously.
Exactly. So we're walking the line.
Yes. Walking the line. Nobody does it better than we do. We'll be back with a lot more. Richard Sanders talking seriously. I don't know how.
Yeah, I know.
About roadkills coming up on The Big Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.